baseball final is in. The Astros best the Diamondbacks 9-4. Houston's fifth win in their last 17 games. Arizona suffers just their second loss in their last 12 interleague games. Giancarlo Stanton takes his hacks again against the Giants, looking for a home run in his sixth straight game. He set the Marlins franchise record a night ago with his 43rd of the season, has 22 in his last 34 games. And the Dodgers go for 50 games above 500. They're 48-9 since early June, and they are home to the White Sox.
Marcus Mariota played in his first game Saturday since breaking his fibula last season. What was it like to get back on the field? We'll ask him when he joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Cup testing in the Windy City, and Bush is still figuring out his path for next season. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you. Whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
On September 9th, when the sun goes down and the lights come up, racing excitement under the Richmond night sky will be at its most electrifying. Don't miss the chaos of the final race of the 2017 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series season at Richmond Raceway. It's the Federated Auto Parts 400, where the first ever Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series regular season champion will be crowned. Buy your tickets at RichmondRaceway.com. Richmond Raceway, where chaos at every corner makes for a night that never ends.
10 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series teams are testing today at Chicagoland Speedway in preparation of the race weekend there next month. And for the Cup Series, that weekend also kicks off their 10-race playoff. All three of NASCAR's National Series will be in action in Chicago, September 15th through the 17th. Kurt Busch is representing Stewart Haas Racing at the test and said work continues on what his situation will look like in 2018 after Stewart Haas Racing did not pick up his contract option.
I'm just waiting on different contracts and proposals to come together. There's so much up in the air right now. I was actually just texting somebody about that project right now. There's just still too much up in the air.
See more now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in, 6:05, hour number 3 of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, underway with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Twins baseball on the way on 107.5 FM, ESPN programming here on out for everybody else on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa. ESPN finding itself in a little bit of hot water today over the fantasy football. What is this? The marathon, 28 hours?
Yes.
And they aired a segment on ESPN today in which they held a fantasy football auction, and some people complained about it online because it was evoking imagery of a slave auction. Because the owners, the fantasy football team owners, were white, and most of the players were African American. And people complained about it to the point where ESPN had to issue an apology for airing a segment about a fantasy football auction in which they had the gall to hold a fantasy football auction. That's what a fantasy football auction looks like. But heaven forbid, because it evokes an image to some people of something completely unrelated to fantasy football, they had to complain about it to the point where ESPN was forced to apologize.
Your tweet earlier today, before everything hit the fan, kind of hard to do a fantasy auction without a whole auction thing. Stop looking for things to be offended by. There's plenty of things to be offended by in plain view. I couldn't set it better myself.
It's a fantasy football auction. That's what happens. You pretend as if you have the money and you are purchasing those players for your team. Black, white, purple, it doesn't matter. This is the equivalent of the boy who cried wolf. When you complain about stupid stuff like this, it makes it very difficult for people to take you seriously when you're complaining about other things that maybe need to be complained about. And I only bring that up because it was ESPN and it's sports related. And look, I'm just absolutely at my wit's end with some of this stuff. And I'm looking at this going, okay, I sympathize with people a lot of times when they're talking about this matter or this subject material. And this, I looked and said, so you got to be kidding me. Who's that dumb and naive? And of course, I made the mistake of diving in on Twitter and finding a bunch of dumb, naive people who were really upset about this. Tom Brady was part of the fantasy auction. Rob Gronkowski was part of the fantasy auction. There were
Christian McCaffrey was part of the fantasy auction.
So by all means, if you're looking to put a very unique twist on your fantasy football league this year, maybe go the route that some of these people would like you to and only bid on white players. And if you're in a league that has more than one running back position and you don't get Christian McCaffrey, well, better luck next year. 319-366-1600-608. People on the text line incredulous that anybody could actually believe that the word that kept getting thrown around was bad optics, that ESPN should have known better given the climate. Again, stop reading into something that is as innocent as fantasy football. If you're going to ruin fantasy football, I mean, that's just what's left that hasn't been stained by people at this point? Not much. You could look at anything and say that it evokes something else and that you're offended by it. And then, God forbid, ESPN, which, you know, ESPN went through basically hell the last year because they've been accused of having a liberal bias. So this is ESPN trying to pretend as if it's anything but political. And now it's worried about who it offends when it's not even offending people. The bottom line is, here's what's offensive about what ESPN has done over the last 28 hours. They've done 28 hours of gimmicks surrounding fantasy football. If people really like fantasy football, and look, Tristan Cockcroft joins us on the program all year long during fantasy football season, and his insights are fantastic and they're great. People who are into fantasy football would rather watch a 1 or 2 hour tight, well-produced special on fantasy football than watch 28 hours of yakety sacks and Matthew Berry spinning plates and all of this contrived garbage, as it's just an excuse for them to talk about fantasy football for 25, 28 hours, whatever it is.
What are they doing for 28 hours?
They're shilling their website and their app. If you watch any of the coverage, that's all they're doing. Every time they have a moment of dead air that they need to fill, it's make sure you're downloading the ESPN app. Make sure you're subscribing at the website. And so it's a 25, 28-hour subscription vehicle for ESPN. They're doing it wrong. And that's part of the reason why no one watches ESPN anymore. People are tired of the gimmicks. They want to watch sports highlights. They want to watch a sports show. And I feel really ironic saying that because this is the show that sometimes is about sports, sometimes it's about stuff, and sometimes it's about stuff that has to do with sports.
But it's never gimmicky.
As we segue into one of the best gimmicks that we've ever done here, or the worst gimmick, I'll let you vote at the end whether or not this works or not.
Am I going to have to pull out the wheel again?
No, okay, we're not. Good. No, we're not doing the wheel of desperation, although it was in the back of my mind today. So the BTN folks, we've reached out to them in the past. They were at Iowa's practice yesterday. And this is standard practice when you're in this business. You reach out and you say, hey, you're going to be in Iowa City today. Want to come on our show and talk about it and maybe get some people to tune into the BTN tonight to watch the Iowa coverage? And they're not interested for whatever reason in putting people on our show anymore. And I don't know why. I think there was a change in the person who handled. Can you imagine, like, okay, Jerry DiNardo has a middleman. Jerry DiNardo has a guy who is basically a buffer for him and everybody else. Now, I've watched with my own eyes Kirk Herbstreit give his cell phone number directly to a college kid who worked for a college newspaper. Saw it with my own eyes. But the BTN folks, well, they're apparently on a different stratosphere. So instead of having somebody on and having a good conversation about what they saw at practice, the last time we had, last year when we did this, whoever we get, well, we didn't see that much. Well, I didn't watch tape. I didn't watch this.
I think it was Jerry DiNardo.
I didn't want to call Jerry out, but it was Jerry. Okay. So this year they didn't even give us that. So what we do have to go on is everything that they tweeted and shared yesterday while they were at Iowa's practice. So without any further ado, we've got Jerry DiNardo. We've got, I believe, Dave Revson. And we also have Tom Dienert of BTN.com who was there yesterday as well. So, Alex, I'm going to let you ask the questions, and then I'm going to be the BTN analysts and give you the answers. So, first up, I'm Jerry DiNardo. And here's the best part. Maybe the answer makes no sense to whatever the question is.
Well, I'm going to try to make it make sense. I'll try my best. So, Jerry, what is the offensive and defensive line competition like in practice?
Secondary has the talent. Looks like maybe the corners are a little further along than safeties, but front seven helps that.
Jerry, what do you think of James Daniels?
BTN bus tour, hashtag Hawkeyes, from 1 to 105. This may be one of the best-looking Iowa teams we've seen. Every position group was impressive physically.
Jerry, what do you think about the passing game of the Hawkeyes?
The no-surprise stop, as KF says, the closer to ball they are, the better. Season may depend on how the rest develops.
What do the drills look like in practice?
Offensive-defensive line competition pretty intense for a non-scrimmage practice. Great sign.
Does this roster pass the eyeball test?
Pass game improvement isn't just quarterbacks and wide receiver. Pass pro can be a lot better than last year.
What is that 1-2 punch with Akram Wadley and James Butler looking like?
It's rainy, it's gloomy, but the bus doesn't stop. We're here in Iowa City for Hawkeye football practice.
What does that quarterback competition look like?
Saw a really good practice today. Instant feedback, the best feedback, and there was a bunch of it everywhere today.
How is Brian Ferentz settling into that offensive coordinator role?
Are we out of Jerry tweets? I think we burned through all of the... No. The blocks drill didn't disappoint. It just looks better at Iowa than any place else.
So are we moving on to Dave Revson?
We're moving on to Dave Revson now.
All right. Dave, what do you think of Iowa's defensive line?
Good pre-practice chat with Kirk Ferentz. Likes young wide receivers. Smith-Marset, Cooper. Still feels like QB battle needs time to play out.
Is Brian Ferentz any different than his dad?
No lack of size on Iowa DL. Big, physical group. Front seven has a chance to be quite good.
What kind of role do you think James Butler is going to play in that Hawkeye backfield?
Iowa freshman A.J. Epinesa, one of the most highly recruited players of the Kirk Ferentz era. Excited to watch him today.
What about those young wide receivers?
Ken O'Keefe back tutoring the quarterbacks in Iowa City.
And what about that linebacking core?
Still a little underwhelming in the pass game in Iowa City, though clear progress has been made since spring game. I'd guess Stanley is QB.
Are we out of Dave tweets?
I don't know. We could keep going.
Okay.
Dave. You got more questions for Dave?
I think so. Is this team ready to contend in the West?
Interesting to observe Brian Ferentz as new Iowa OC. Different style than dad, no doubt. Let's just say he's ... less understated.
Are we going to see a new Kirk 3.0?
Another look at Butler. Been good today. Outstanding 1-2 punch with Wadley. Liking looks of this team overall. Very good on line of scrimmage. Okay, and we're done. That's enough is enough. So there's a little bit of insight into the Iowa practice from the Big Ten Network personalities who we can't get on the show.
Part of this was fun, but it's also kind of sad.
That's a great marketing slogan. Somebody here at the station should get that put on our next banner.
It's not sad on our end. It's just sad that I would love to have those guys on our show.
Kyle, what was the quote? That was kind of fun, but it was also really sad. I want it blown up on a 20 by 26 banner hanging behind us the next time that we're out and about somewhere in public.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kind of funny, but kind of sad.
Kind of really sad. 319-366-1600. The bottom line is this. These guys see more than what we get to see because they get the access. They've got the golden ticket, if you will, the Big Ten Network. So we get 15, 20 minutes of a practice where they're stretching and getting ready to go, and you may see just a little bit, and then media day, there's no scrimmage or practice involved with that. Practice is early in the morning before media day. And kids' day at Kinnick Stadium is what it is. It's one practice, and you see what they want you to see. Whereas when the BTN is in town, they just sort of go about their business as if the BTN isn't there. It's a little bit more, how do you put this? It's a little bit more true to the sense of what an Iowa football practice is. So what do we learn from what they saw? And, okay, you get the observation that Stanley is probably going to be the quarterback. At least that's what Revson saw. So if Stanley looked good on Saturday and Stanley looked good on Monday, Stanley's probably the guy. They're talking up A.J. Epinesa just like everybody else is. By the way, part of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, if you had to buy stock in one true freshman at Iowa this fall, would it be Luca Garza on the basketball team or A.J. Epinesa on the football team? Now remember, this is a stock. It's not necessarily freshman year, but you're thinking long-term investment here. KGYMradio.com, where you'd go to vote in the poll question. Brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. I feel like I should apologize for the last segment. Maybe it wasn't the best thing in the world to do. But I wanted to try to incorporate the BTN insight
Our long lost friends.
I'm telling you, either our former producer went to the well too often.
Or I screwed it up.
Or somewhere along the line, they just said, we got better things to do than to talk to those guys. And maybe it's the latter. We had a good time. Remember, Revson joined us at the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis right after you were kicking field goals.
And yes.
Making two of three.
That's the thing. If you catch them and see them in public that, and you ask them personally, those guys will come on the show. You try to get them on the phone, it's a little tougher.
That's the key for anything. You've got to ask someone face-to-face because a lot of people have a hard time saying no to someone's face. Over phone, over email. Yeah. Look at how people act on Twitter and on Facebook when people don't post under their real names or their actual pictures. It's a lot easier to be a jerk to someone that you can't look in the eye. You look into the eyes of someone and automatically they melt and they back down and they're no longer as big of a tough guy as they were acting when they were hiding behind a Twitter handle or four numbers on a text line.
Was the day before the Big Ten Championship game the last time that Dave Revson was on KGYM's airwaves? I think it was.
And that sounds about right. John, it was funny for the first minute, now it's just dumb.
That sounds like another slogan we could use.
It's really good that I didn't read that 1 minute into the segment and then keep going. Ryan and Walford, I watched last night. They made it seem as if we have an average quarterback that we will go 12-0 and win every game by 30 points. It was a very poorly done show, in my opinion. I didn't learn anything I didn't already know. Just my two cents. And that's where I'm at, sort of, on the BTN and other networks as well, SEC Network, Longhorn Network, because it's not unbiased. It's the Big Ten Network. So what are they selling you? They're selling you these schools, these members of the Big Ten. So you've got to sell Iowa fans on day eight, and then today they're in Lincoln. Okay, tune in tonight, and you're going to hear them say glowing things about Nebraska, and then it's almost as if it's an aside. Well, maybe there's a question mark here, or maybe there's a question. It's 90% red meat to the fan base, and that's their job. I'm not going to besmirch them for doing that. It just, you sort of have to put on your eclipse glasses. Don't stare directly into the BTN, or you'll wind up believing that Iowa's going to go 12-0.
Where does somebody get a pair of eclipse glasses?
Well, we've got them.
We do.
It says they're safe. And it says, what was it, after 3 years, do not use. So if there's another eclipse in 3 years, we're out of luck. We'll have to buy new glasses, I guess. 319-366-1600. If you watched the Big Ten Network Hawkeye coverage yesterday, what did you learn, if anything? 366-1600. You know, you got people looking at the photo galleries that are online again, and Iowa does a really good job of this. Each day there's some pictures up from practice, and you may be able to take something away, like who's working with the ones, who's working with the twos, stuff like that. Position changes. I know earlier today there was one that somebody spotted in one of the galleries. Cam Harrell is back at defensive back from the looks of things. Last week he was working out as a wide receiver. So you get videos and you get pictures, and again, it's Sherlock Holmes stuff, but that's what you get when it's August 15th. And the home opener is September 2nd, and you've got 18 days or whatever the count is. It 18 now? The countdown before the kickoff. You get people just so hungry for anything that you can put a photo gallery up, and people are sitting there going over it with a fine-tooth comb looking who's in the picture, who's not in the picture. We saw that with Matt Vandenberg before media day. Well, he's not in the galleries. He must not be practicing. And then Iowa says, well, yeah, he's practicing. He's out there. And then the next day, he's in the photo gallery.
Didn't we get that with C.J. Beathard before last season? and then James Daniels. I feel like there were three or four players in the 2 to 3 weeks before the season that were not in the photo gallery. And tuning in to Twitter that night, I saw some instant reaction.
43-42, I learned that Kirk Ferentz is signed through the next solar eclipse in 2026. Is that the next one? What is now the solar eclipse is when the moon goes in front of the sun, right? Well, it's going to be during the middle of the day, so that's what it has to be.
Yes.
Because if the sun went in front of the moon, you wouldn't see anything.
The moon goes in front of the sun.
I'm not a scientist.
And it's dangerous to look directly at it.
Well, yeah, you should never look directly into the sun.
So that's why we have the glasses.
Unless you're somebody on the text line who criticizes the show, then it's highly recommended. No, I'm kidding. You thought the last 15 minutes were bad. That's worse. So when is this? August 21st, right? The date is on the glasses.
It is. I already forgot, though.
Yeah. I know the Colonels are at home. It's Monday because they're playing a noon game against Beloit, and they're giving out the glasses to the first, I think, 2,000 people or whatever, so that you can safely view the eclipse. What is the deal with the eclipse? I understand it's kind of interesting. It doesn't happen all that often, but you sort of look at it and, oh, it's dark out in the middle of the day for a little bit. And then it's not.
Are they going to have to turn the lights on at Veterans Memorial Stadium that day?
That's a great question. They may.
Just for about 5 minutes or so? However long that lasts?
Once the lights are on, I think they have to stay on. 319-366-1600. I don't know. I'm sticking to sports from here on out. 628, Kyle is giving me a look as if he's been answering the phone for the last 10 minutes. People complaining about the last segment and how boring it was. We'll find out. We'll step aside and take a quick break when we come back. You thought that was bad. Wait until we start talking about grown adult men wearing jerseys of teams that they're not even a fan of. 319-366-1600. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get 4 lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
6182 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If the sun went in front of the moon, we'd all be dead. Geez. Well, that's just like your opinion. Right?
I don't know. I think that's pretty close to fact, at least. I would hope that if the sun goes in front of the moon, or I would think that if the sun goes in front of the moon, we'd be in trouble.
It's just like, see, there's this show, man, on 1600 or 106.3 or 107.5, and I take everything that the host says literally. Yeah, there are people out there that think the Earth is flat.
More than you'd think.
Have you guys seen
the pictures?
Did I just
convince somebody that I thought it was possible for the sun to go in front of the moon? Did I convince people that I actually believe that?
I think so.
Inadvertently, by making a flippant comment.
It's quite possible.
Conspiracy.
The sun is actually cold. That's my favorite. You learn something every day on the internet. And 75% of the time, it's true. Abraham Lincoln said that. Did you know that, Kyle?
I did. A lot of reading
really?
Up on presidents.
319-366-1600, 631. We're a little bit overdue here. Kyle's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The UNI wrestling program landed a big transfer today in now former Hawkeye Jack Wagner. He was 17-7 as a redshirt freshman last year, wrestling at 133 pounds. He was also a three-time state champion at Bettendorf and considered a commitment to UNI coming right out of high school. Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy will be playing in the New York Penn League All-Star Game tonight in New York. McCoy has been playing shortstop for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a short-season Class A affiliate for the Orioles, and is hitting .310. The Colonels announced a roster move today, a well-earned promotion for Clark Beaker to Fort Myers of the Florida State League. Beaker is 11-3 with a 2.03 ERA and currently holds a 32 2/3 innings pitched scoreless streak. Eduardo Del Rosario is going to be the man coming back to Cedar Rapids on the other end of that move. Royce Lewis went 2-for-4 with an RBI last night, but the Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees 2-1. Brian Sammons will be on the hill tonight for game two of that four-game series, taking on Luis Madero beginning at 6:30. The Twins are back in action tonight with the man that just won't stop on the mound. Bartolo Colon's last two starts have been a complete game victory and seven scoreless innings in another win. And tonight he's opposite Danny Salazar taking on the Cleveland Indians. First pitch is set for 7:10 and you can hear it here on KGYM after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Wait a second. Abraham Lincoln could not have said that because internet wasn't around when he was alive.
You're right. It was John F. Kennedy. My apologies for misquoting the former president. 6:33, if you had to buy stock in one true freshman at Iowa, would it be Luca Garza, Mr. Double-Double against the All-Star team of All-Star? If you took the four All-Star teams that Iowa played on that trip and combined them into one roster, do you think then you would have an actual All-Star team?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. And I still think the KGYM All-Stars would be able to take them.
I don't think so either.
All-Star team.
But Luka Garza, I don't care what level of competition it is. Double-double here, double-double there. The hype train is going to be immense for this kid. And then you've got A.J. Epinesa, who's already working with the second team defensive line and moving guys around, causing guys to shift positions just with his presence on the team. If you could buy stock in one of those two, who would it be? That's our poll question today, kgymradio.com. Continue voting. We'll give you an update before we leave you at 7 o'clock tonight. Emil's Hideaway here in Cedar Rapids sponsors the poll question. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I think I would probably buy stock in Garza, although Epinesa is going to be they're both going to be really good. I think it's just a little bit easier to see immediate returns in Garza on the basketball court as opposed to AJ Epinesa this fall. But we'll see. You know what? We could have expanded that out. Amir Smith Marset, I think, because they're going to be one or two freshman wide receivers that are going to have to play on this team as well. And I think we know that from Media Day and the BTN segment the other night and just listening to Kirk after Kids Day practice on Saturday. It's the way that the roster is set out. But those two names are the big ones. Basketball, soon to be basketball star, and a guy that Hawkeye fans have been salivating to see for the last year ever since he committed to the Hawkeyes, AJ Epinesa, who looks, by all accounts, looks like he's as good as advertised, and that is saying something. 6:35, we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, is it okay for an adult man to wear a jersey of a team that he's not even a fan of? 319-366-1600. 1600. Back with more of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
6:39, welcome back to the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. We've got Twins baseball on the horizon on 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, as Minnesota takes on Cleveland. No. With the Twins playing tonight? Cleveland, yeah, Bartolo Colon, of course. A momentary brain freeze there. Bartolo has been around with so many teams recently. I forgot who they were playing and who he was pitching for. The Twins game coming your way on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. I was looking, I had a card of Bartolo Colon from, I think it's 1996, when he was in Double A in the Indians organization. And you could see, I mean, he was a big guy even then when he was young. And he's morphed into Big Sexy.
Well, in the middle of his career, he was a really big guy. And now he's
worked really hard. He's worked very hard to slim down to the point where he's just kind of a big guy. But I'm not going to make fun of him because he's in better shape than I am. He's doing things that I could only dream of. But is it not incumbent on us as sports fans to root for people like Bartolo Colon when we see them doing their thing in the wild?
Like, of course it is.
I look at a guy who's over the age of 40, who looks like he should be working the deli counter at Hy-Vee or something. I mean, there's no way that guy wears a baseball uniform for a living if you saw him walking down the street. And I got to root for that guy. The same goes for when there's like a 45-year-old kicker in the NFL. I got to root for that guy. He's 45 and he hung on that long, like when Morten Andersen was still kicking. I got to root for the Morten Andersens and the Bartolo Colons of the world. And I've got to root for people that I like and think are good kids. And that's why I did something. And my wife says, oh, this is, you can't do this. You can't do that. I bought a jersey for the first time ever of somebody who doesn't play for one of my favorite teams for the upcoming NFL season.
The first time ever.
First time ever. Other than, I mean, I've got some jerseys that are just, you know, I've got a Moses Malone Spirit of St. Louis ABA jersey, but I'm not going to hold that against, you know, Larry Bird and the Celtics, I wouldn't think. But this is an active player, and there's a, I mean, this is a little bit of a backstory on it. If you listen to the program, you know, but former Hawkeye Casey Kreider is from my hometown. And so this year, I'm rocking my number 42 Denver Broncos Casey Kreider jersey because I've got to represent the hometown kid. Fair or foul? 319-366-1600.
You're talking.
I'm not turning my back on the Packers. I still am a Packers fan.
You're talking to the Jersey kid from school. So.
Yeah, you've got. How many?
Too many to count.
We had this discussion, and this was all over the place, right? They're not just all Cardinals and Blues and Rams.
No, I have a bunch more. And I even bought recently a new one. I bought a retro LA Kings Wayne Gretzky jersey.
The black, silver, and black?
Yes, and it was on sale. I got it for like $50, and I had to buy it. I'm all for it if you are, there's a reason that you're doing it, and or you are wearing the jersey of a legend. So I'm all for the former players, the throwbacks, and if there's a reason, there's a connection to the person that you are wearing the jersey of.
3898 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says fair.
It's fair.
His dad was my biology teacher in high school.
Great
guy.
Completely fair.
Completely fair. So I'm not going to take any flack from, by the way, the last two jerseys that I've purchased, football jerseys, a fullback and a long snapper. Does that make
me a football
guy?
Wait a second. Do you have a number 30 Coon jersey?
I do, but I don't have it anymore.
No.
I don't have it anymore.
I want that jersey.
I got rid of it after they let him go and he signed with the Saints. I said, well, I guess I could keep this laying around for sentimental value, but it's taking up space in my closet and I've got better things to put in here. So the Coon jersey is at Goodwill now. It's probably already been repurposed by a Packers fan out there that just wanted a
I was going to ask which
a
Goodwill.
Jersey. I don't know how that works. You drop it off at one. I think they sort it out and ship it off somewhere else. Am I within my rights to wear that jersey? And I know we've had this discussion before about grown men and whether it's appropriate to wear another jersey to begin with because it's kind of creepy. Like little kids,
just a little bit.
Little kids can get away with it, but
well, it's
the practice of adults wearing jerseys of people who are younger than them. You're towing a fine line.
It's rampant with people between the age of like 17 and 25.
Nick on the text line says, "Adult men shouldn't wear jerseys. Period. You may as well bring your glove to the game." Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh brings his glove to the game.
He does.
Goes to a baseball game.
He's a grown man, too.
I'm looking at the other. The text line seems to be in my corner here.
4795 says, fair when Denver plays, but not when Denver plays Green Bay.
Well, I don't think that's an issue. Shouldn't be.
They're not on the schedule, are they?
I don't believe so. Speaking of schedules, Matt Weitzel from the University of Iowa announced on Twitter earlier today that the Big Ten men's basketball schedule will be released tomorrow at 3:30. So right in the middle of the gym class, the schedule will come out, and we already know who Iowa is playing twice, and we know who the one-off games are, both home and away. We just don't know the order, and we will find that out tomorrow. So that's kind of exciting. We've been talking a little Iowa basketball today. Our discussion with surrounding Luka Garza and AJ Epenesa and buying stock in them, which hopefully doesn't offend anybody.
I was just
because that's
say.
Pretty close to running an auction, which is the story we touched on earlier. Look, the NCAA has struck again. Did you see we talked in the past. You guys had the story about the Central Florida player who had the YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I couldn't do anything. Apparently there were a couple swimmers at Iowa that tried to start up their own company. And the NCAA came in and said, you can do this, but you have to remove your names from the website and from the, you have to, any pictures of you swimming, competing, no. Otherwise you can't do. I got a hard time backing the NCAA on some of this stuff where if a 18, 19-year-old kid is enough of an entrepreneur to make money, and they're not doing it sort of on the backs of their athletic careers. I mean, if these guys are selling swim apparel or whatever, they're doing it because it's good swim apparel. They're not doing it and pitching it as we wear this and we swim for the University of Iowa. I mean, I don't understand why the NCAA has to insert itself into these situations and tell kids that they can't make money when this is all above board.
I mean, it's the same thing that we talk about with the NFL when you're seeing them not allowing certain players to wear eye black and them not allowed to wear a certain color sock or dye their hair pink or wear pink outside of the month of October because they feel like in order to keep everybody above board, you have to ban everything that could possibly be construed as something that's out of line. And in the NFL's case, it's they don't want one person making a statement and having another person making a statement using the same platform, which doesn't make sense to me. It's a case-by-case basis, and the NCAA has come at this saying, okay, well, you cannot make any money off of your likeness, period. It doesn't matter if you're a swimmer. It doesn't matter if you're a football player. It just cannot happen. But I just wish that they would go on a case-by-case basis, but kind of drawing back to that the Drew Ott case where they were trying to figure out whether he was going to be eligible to get one more year of college. They took forever. And it just doesn't seem like anything at the NCAA moves quickly, which makes sense as to why they don't want to take things on a case-by-case basis. They move so slowly when they do that.
Kyle has put in front of me the Green Bay football schedule. I am in the clear, according to the text line, on wearing the Casey Kreider jersey with the exception of week 3 of the preseason. The Packers are in Denver for a preseason game on August 26th.
Does it even matter if it's the preseason?
Well, that's another question for another day. Join us tomorrow on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, and we'll spend 20 minutes filling time talking about another segment about whether or not a grown adult should wear a jersey. I'm not going to lie. Every time I wear a jersey, I think in the back of my mind, maybe I should knock this crap off.
Even the Jody Davis jersey?
Even the Jody Davis jersey, which I didn't wear to the last Cubs game that I went to, and it actually almost worked out for him. 319-366-1600. That was a fun night.
It was.
At Wrigley Field. And then we took the cab back to the hotel, and the debit card got misplaced, and the hotel bar was too packed, and you couldn't get a drink, and
Jim Harbaugh was wearing the same
You two saw
clothes.
Harbaugh and just went gaga And I said, I'm done. I'm going up to the room. I got to compete with Doug and Daddy in the morning, and I can't do it. I can't do it if I spend too much time at the hotel bar. 6:51, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into some other team's NFL preseason schedule. How about that? No, we're not going to do that. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Back to put the finishing touches on a Tuesday edition of the show after this.
In case you haven't been to a Twins game lately, here's what you missed. Jose, can you see the players take the field? Twins get a hit and a run and another. And whoa, doggy, another five in the fifth. Oh, cute, it's the kiss cam. A jumbo screen proposal in the crowd goes, aw. Bullseye wins the mascot race. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back to the action. It's Buxton on one. Dozier with a single. Can he do it? Will he make it? Holy smokes. Buxton scores from first. That's 30.6 feet per second for all you stat geeks. Twins get the win and cue the standing ovation because boom goes the dynamite. Stop missing out. Change up your summer with tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store at jcp.com for details.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
What if I will wear the jersey to Coach's Corner on Friday for the KGYM road trip so that everybody can bask in the glory of the Casey Kreider jersey? How about that?
That's fine.
Okay? We're okay. Good?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'll even let people touch it.
I just wanted to, I will tell people this later as well, but it's going to be you and Rob Howe on Friday.
Ah, that's right. You are taking, you're cashing in the last vacation day.
The last one before football season. Because things are going to get hectic and I will be here for the next 3 months straight.
So Rob and I will be at Coach's Corner. I wonder if Rob has specific feelings on another man wearing a jersey of somebody who isn't on their favorite team. I was almost pulled the trigger on a Mike Daniels jersey, a Packers jersey. And
I thought that's what you were getting when you said you were getting a jersey.
I thought about it, and then I was like, but there's other Iowa guys that are up there. I like Mike Daniels, though. I got a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's a heck of a football player and apparently an anime buff. I didn't know that about him, but he spent like $3,000 to to create a costume and dress up for an anime convention. Let's send this over to Kyle. He's going to give the program the old yeller treatment today. Take it out back. Midwest One brings you this Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
The UNI wrestling program landed a big transfer today, and now former Hawkeye Jack Wagner. He was 17-7 as a redshirt freshman last year, wrestling at 133 pounds. He was also a three-time state champion at Bettendorf and considered a commitment to UNI coming right out of high school. Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy will be playing in the New York Penn League All-Star Game tonight in New York. McCoy has been playing shortstop for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Orioles, and is hitting .310. Jake Adams, although not being selected as an All-Star, just won their home run derby. The Colonels announced a roster move today, a well-earned promotion for Clark Beaker to Fort Myers of the Florida State League. Beaker is 11-3 with a 2.03 ERA and currently on a 32 and two-thirds innings pitched scoreless streak. Eddie Del Rosario is coming back to Cedar Rapids on the other end of that move. Royce Lewis went 2-for-4 with an RBI last night, but the Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees 2-1. Brian Sammons is on the hill tonight for them for Game 2 of the 4-game series. Lewis is out of the lineup tonight, but the Colonels struck early. They lead 3-0 in the second. The Twins are back in action tonight with the man that just won't stop on the mound. Bartolo Colon's last two starts have been a complete game victory and 7 scoreless in another win. Tonight you can hear him take on Danny Salazar and the Indians at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
It's a little interesting note from Iowa State football practice today. Joel Lanning practiced the entire day at quarterback. Now, I know they're talking about using him on the offensive side of the ball occasionally, but linebacker, quarterback, we'll have something to talk about tomorrow on the program. Join us. Number one overall pick, Royce Lewis, is with us.
In case you haven't been to a Twins game lately, here's what you missed. Jose, can you see the players take the field? Twins get a hit and a run and another. And whoa, doggy, another 5 in the 5th. Oh, cute, it's the kiss cam. A jumbo screen proposal and the crowd goes, aw. Bullseye wins the mascot race. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back to the action. It's Buxton on one. Dozier with a single. Can he do it? Will he make it? Holy smokes. Buxton scores for...